Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, it is a Thursday morning, and that means time now for us to find out what's happening in and around Stark County. And on our WHBC Newsline this morning, we have Commissioner Janet Creighton. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Pam. Good morning to you.
Yes, it's, I was just saying to Billy, we have this roller coaster weather forecast. It's warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold.
You know what? Spring's coming.
That's right.
Cavaliers play tonight.
I know. So we know that your Kevin Love is not there. So is there another favorite player that you have?
Oh, they're all my favorites this year.
I love it. They're looking good, aren't they? They're looking good. Kenny and JT are broadcasting from up there today, so
they're gonna, oh, great.
Yeah, they're going to have some fun up there today. All right, before we get to everything, I do want to ask you a question because we have the story in the news today about the solar energy farm, and you'd be a good person to ask about that and kind of where that whole thing stands.
Okay, well, I'll be glad to answer that. So what the commissioners have done is, as you know, there are 17 townships, and we have sent a letter to all 17 townships asking them if they oppose or if they're in favor of a solar farm. You know, all politics is local, and it's very important. They have the pulse on their own community. So we are awaiting by the end of April to get that information back from the township. So if a township says, no, we're not interested, the commissioners are not interested. I'm speaking for me, but I would assume that we would say we are not interested. And if it were to go forward, there is a siting board that is made up by law. And the president of the Board of Commissioners, and I'm the president, and the president of that township would also sit on that. It's a pretty large board, so we only have one vote, but we're there to fight for our jurisdiction. So, you know, if a township wants a total ban on solar farms, we will not do anything. We will not go forward with that.
Okay, so it has to go to the siting board still, correct?
If it's approved by us, I believe. You know, this is all new to us, Pam. We've never done anything like this before. So to be honest, for me, it's a learning process. So, you know, we've never had to deal with this before, and I don't recollect any commissioners ever sitting on the siting boards.
Okay. So now we'll just have to wait and see, and it probably...
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, because I don't know. I know we've already heard from some townships that have said they are against it. And so we'll wait till we hear from all 17 townships, and hopefully they will all, send us their answers, because it's a lot easier for us to take action when we know what the locals really, really want.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Right.
That helps us a lot.
We'll keep you updated as we go along. As I said, again, it's a methodical process, and it's new to us. So we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right. So what else is happening?
So I have some things for you. So speaking of energy, there is I'm talking about the building department now. They just approved of some permits for a natural gas processing plant, over $1 million plant down in East Sparta. So that's good for that area of our county. And also, our revenue just in this short period of time is up over by $6,000. It's doubled what it was last year at this time. To me, anytime you start out healthy like that, that's a positive sign. So just wanted to, bring you up to date on that. Some other really good news. The commissioners received over $1 million from the Ohio Department of Healthy Aging. And, of course, we said, sure, we'll take that money. And our friends at the Regional Planning Commission will be the facilitator of those dollars. Here's what's interesting, Pam. Many times when dollars come in like that, it's only for low income. It's not that in this case. You have to be 60 or older. And it is not always targeted for lower income residents. So really everybody kind of gets a bite at the apple if they take action. And I'd like to give you just a couple examples, if I may.
Yeah.
You can apply for safety repairs to your home. There was about $385,000. Again, it's a big county, but at least there's some extra dollars there. We can also do some modifications for exterior lighting or ADA ramps. Maybe you need a handrail or a roof or a sidewalk. There's also rent subsidies and some budget counseling available for seniors that might need it. There's also some areas that do some food delivery and also some specialized type food delivery from Start Fresh. That's important, you know, for the nutrition of our seniors. There's also some health screenings, and this one is really important, payment of back rent or delinquent mortgages to help reduce senior evictions.
Wow.
Again, these are not huge pots of money, but they're there for, and we were glad that we could accept this. We had to tell them, yes, we will accept it. The commissioners had to tell them that, and this is how we will administer the program. And hats off to Diane and Lisa down at Regional Planning. There is a fee that they take. They have really cut it down, or else they've not taken it at all, to make sure that those dollars are available to our seniors in Stark County. Great program.
Yeah, and how do people go about, you know, applying for it or that kind of thing?
So the best, Lisa and Diane will probably be pulling their hair out by the end of the day. but here are two phone numbers, and be patient, folks, if you do call them. Remember, we don't work magic with the phones. 330-451-7031 or 330-451-7031. You may be eligible. There could be a glitch. I can't guarantee you may be eligible. But the good news is $1,041,000 came to Stark County, and we accepted once we could designate who would administer the program. We have a great working relationship with the Regional Planning Commission. They perform a lot of duties that people just don't even realize what they do down there, but there are partners in trying to get this money out, you know, to our citizens.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there's a ton of people out there, I'm sure, that can use it.
So, Pam, one other thing, you know, this is President's Week, and I couldn't let this one go by, this one little tidbit go by, because you have always conducted interviews. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And did you know I have a new way now for you to be able to get interviews?
No.
Our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, was known for skinny dipping in the Potomac River every morning. So a reporter took advantage of this information and sat on his clothes until he would grant her an interview.
I could see myself doing that. Yeah.
Would you like that?
I love it.
And just one other one real quick. Gerald Ford, and I bet you didn't know that his real name was Leslie Lynch King Jr.
No.
Was his high school's head cheerleader.
Oh, look at that.
See?
Yeah,
I had to have a little trivia this week with President's Week.
Yeah, because today, I think today's Washington's birthday.